Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
All right, welcome and thanks for joining us today on the Healthcare IS podcast. This is podcast number 14. I'm Dave Cushon, the president and managing partner of the organization. Don't really have a lot of new announcements today for you, so we'll just get going right into our podcast. We have an interview today. This is one of our interview versions of the podcast. Today, our guest is Todd Urey of the Pharmacy Podcast, which could be found on pharmacypodcast.com. So with that, let's get right on to the interview. Okay, welcome to the interview portion of our podcast today. Today's guest, I'm really excited to have. A unique aspect we're taking in our podcasts today is to provide our listeners with more information in areas that are related to pharmacy and technology as a whole. We have someone today that has a very strong presence in the social media space within pharmacy, as well as how that relates to pharmacy technology. Very excited to have Todd Urey with us today, who's the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast, which can be found at pharmacypodcast.com. And he's also the developer of the Pharmacy GPO. Todd, welcome. And thanks for being with us today.
Hey, David. Thank you so much.
Todd, can you just start off today and tell us a little bit about how the Pharmacy Podcast developed? What were some of your ideas and inspirations for that and how it's evolved over time?
Sure. Yep. It certainly wasn't from brilliance or anything like that. It was actually accidental, and I was trying to come up with a way of not having to repeat some of the things that I was saying that had to do with some of the partnerships that I was creating at the time. And that was in the space of pharmacy technology consulting with privately owned organizations, whether that be institutional focused or even community, or better yet, the combo shop pharmacy owner. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about integration with systems, integration and creating interfaces or APIs between one software system to another. And from that, I started doing some recordings with some of our subject matter experts with other companies. And that blew up into, it started out as the PTR Pharmacy Podcast, which stood for Pharmacy Technology Resource. But we dropped that because we realized there was when the show matured in its second generation, it became the Pharmacy Podcast, and now we've reached our third generation, where we're bringing in a lot of other very wide areas of topics to talk about in the pharmacy business and in the areas of expertise. And your company, Healthcare IS, is actually our subject matter expert in the world of consulting and staffing and things like that. So you're kind of a go-to in that space, and we have others that are our go-to subject matter experts, and it's become such a wider, diversified show, and we're really excited about the growth.
Well, thanks for mentioning us there, Todd. I really appreciate that. And, I know it's grown tremendously. Where it caught my attention, and I'll kind of expand on something that you said, is I've been really impressed with the broadness of information, if that's a word, that's available there. The different sections as it relates to pharmacy as a whole, whether that's community pharmacy, LTC, things regarding, politics and advocacy, specialty pharmacy, technology, all these areas for someone such as myself, just to stay on top of everything as a whole. Of course, we focus in the technology area and bringing it all back into what we do day to day. How did that kind of evolve over time? I know you talked about PTR and there being so much more, but the information is quite overwhelming. I think if somebody were to come to your site, how could you guide them in terms of the best way to start and begin to gather information?
That's a great question. So first of all, we have the search section at thepharmacypodcast.com that you could probably put in a myriad of different keywords if you're searching for a subject. And since there's over 116 episodes, it could catch almost anything, whether you say the word wholesaler or if you say marketing or you say staffing or something like that. But the sections are broken into very specific subtopics or subjects, and like you said, community, patient, politics and advocacy. And then we pick our subject matter expert, because what was happening, David, is I was realizing, as much as I wanted to provide wide, diversified information to pharmacy business owners, pharmacy business decision makers, executive level people, I was realizing that I was quickly losing the level of and depth of credibility in certain sections, because I have to realize that to make the podcast grow like I really want it to and the vision that I have, I need to bring in people who are very knowledgeable in different sections of the business of pharmacy.
Sure.
So, for example, yourself, I didn't know the depth of the world of consulting that you did, so was excited to have you on the show. I don't know enough about the specialty pharmacy market, which is exploding right now, so we brought Diplomat Specialty Pharmacy on the show. I don't know enough about politics of pharmacy, so we brought Ron Lanton as our subject matter expert on the show. And different subject matter experts become returning guests, much so on the show, so that they can you do it twofold. Number one, provide the information to the pharmacy podcast, which is obviously the first thing that we like. But number two, create a nice little additional social media reach and niche for themselves and their own business as a subject matter expert to use in their own environments, whether that be their website or Twitter or Facebook or regardless. So it's a nice way that we provide the medium, they provide the content and subject matter expertise, and it's kind of a win-win.
I can certainly see how it's evolved, having such a wide range of information and maybe having it streamlined into one main channel would seem to be, appear to be a little difficult for somebody coming to the site to specifically find what they're looking for. So I can completely see how the evolution of the site has gone the way it has, where you've got these specialty areas. From what you've seen and from the people you talk to, is there one area that is standing out as having more trends right now or more intense issues to deal with than others?
Yes, there are two, David, that are kind of standing out. Number one, it's the world of the PBM and the subject matter expertise that we attract to the show, whether that be a Rx Preferred Benefits, which is a transparent PBM, or a Pharmacist United for Truth and Transparency, which is a advocacy group to bring transparency to the PBM market. That's a super hot topic. Because there's a lot of churn and announcement and articles coming out of even the mainstream media at this point about the what's going to become the reform of pharmacy benefit management. And then the second most popular section right now is the specialty section. Specialty pharmacy is truly transforming pharmacy overall. It's bringing a lot of attention and credibility to the world of pharmacy and the pharmacist and the importance of the pharmacist within our healthcare cycle and patient continuum. And I'm excited about that because it's going to help us obtain national, federal level credibility for pharmacists being recognized as true healthcare providers, which we all know that we are and they are. And when I say we are, it's not me because I'm not a pharmacist, but I am so in the channel of supporting pharmacists and pharmacies that sometimes I feel like I'm part of the gang. And I think those two, specialty and the world of politics under the PBM space, is probably the most two most sensitive, most popular topics right now.
Well, absolutely. I'm having conversations, I think, weekly around the specialty pharmacy space and the different entities that have never thought about that area being something that they need to be taking a look at. And they're certainly looking at it today as if it's something they need to be taking a look at. So that's just confirming a lot of things that you and I are hearing from different parts of the industry on a day-to-day basis. How do you see the SALT site evolving? You talked a little bit about what the next generation is. How's the podcast working? Is this an avenue that you see remaining for quite some time? Are there different ways to expand on that? Are listeners of the show asking for different information? I'm just curious, as somebody who's been in front of utilizing technology, utilizing different avenues to share information. What do you see happening next? Whether next is 6 months down the road, or maybe it might take another year or two to change, but what do you see happening out there?
The plan that I have and the roadmap, David, for pharmacypodcast.com is to continue to be a enhancement to topics that are already getting coverage. So if drug topics or pharmacy times or computer talk or many of the very popular magazines that are out there for the business of pharmacy that are being read, if we could be a supplement to one of those topics and to start building some partnerships with some of those to become integration pieces that can enhance a subject, which would bring a lot more rich content to those platforms. I'll give you an example. There's a lot of e-zines out there, electronic versions of a magazine. And if you flip those pages with your mouse, imagine going to a place that had a ad in it that was a healthcare IS ad, and you see David's face, and you see your website, and you see your logo. Imagine pressing the play button right on that paper, that e-paper, that electronic piece of paper, and hearing the voice of David Cushon and actually telling the story. So now it's a much deeper content that they have using the Pharmacy Podcast platform to really grow. So that's a one piece of our roadmap, is to become deeper integrated into a lot of publications that are mammoth big publications and become an enhancement. Now, I've never really intended the Pharmacy Podcast to just be a standalone entity or medium, because it's so easily integrated into other social media platforms, obviously Twitter, obviously LinkedIn and Facebook. But there's some of these other publications that we'd love to have integration with and are having talks with. So it's things that we're excited to come. And the second half is to really bring the world of and the mystery of our pharmaceutical industry into the fold, where we can start reaching out to manufacturers, research labs, and having them sponsor shows to demystify the world of pharmaceuticals, even at the patient level, and taking the road of being able to give information, very short snippets of information, whether that be 10 minutes, 15 minutes long, about a disease state, and talk at the level that a patient truly can understand. Me interviewing maybe a pharmacist who's passionate about a specific disease state, and then using those recordings to embed in pharmacy owners' environments, so that now that their listeners can come, or their patients, or their prospect patients can come and listen to a little simple podcast interview with a friendly sounding, knowledgeable pharmacist to expand on that topic and go a little deeper and use the podcast to reach out deep, you know, into the fold of communicating with the patient, as well as obviously the pharmacist, pharmacy owner, and decision maker.
You know, that's just fascinating, everything you just described there. And it got me thinking as you were speaking, how often when I'm sitting maybe at my desktop or a laptop and reading a news source, how often video is embedded to whatever article, you know, that I happen to be reading. Now, of course, if I'm reading, I can, you know, read the page or view the video. But I'm also just personally very, very often listening to audiobooks, whether that may be on a drive or you know, going for a walk or a run or something like that. And I've thought quite a bit about when things can become a little bit more categorized from a news standpoint. You know, right now, audio from news, you kind of get it as it comes without much selection. And so when you talk about a e-zine with an audio, I think about how things might evolve into some sort of a audio magazine with options in there. Does that make sense, where it's still from an audio standpoint? I'm following up based on a thought I had based on something you said, but is that out in development out there somehow, or is that something that's just not completely come to fruition, that are still all based on from a visual magazine?
I think depending on the roadmap itself and how far down the line we get, I'm very open to forming a board of advisor that could really help us guide, because I don't come from a publication background. You know, my background is more about marketing and more about taking a complex message and making it palatable and understandable to the user level, and that's in a myriad of different ways. That could be from the pharmacist and the pharmacy owner not understanding necessarily technology, but they understand the problem and making sense of that. And then, of course, the world of making sense between the pharmacist and the patient. And a lot of the times, you know, giving a message in an easy way to absorb information is not there. And I think the podcast does bring, in podcasts in general, brings a lot of knowledge and easy to consume knowledge to a level that reading doesn't sometimes. And people have asked me about video. We could technically do video, but our listener base, the majority of them are listening between 6:30 and 9:30 in the morning, which tells us that's a commute. So
sure,
we don't want to encourage them to look at their iPhone or their Droid and watch a video. They should just be listening. So
right.
We're going to stick with, I think, the audio, although maybe someday we'll get into video. But I think there's a special place for the expansion of podcasts in this marketplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, this is you've been listening to Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast, which can be found online at pharmacypodcast.com. Todd, you've shared a lot of information. Again, I go to the site very regularly. It's a great resource for many, many different levels of pharmacy information. Just want to thank you again. Thanks so much for being with us again today.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us and listening to our podcast today. Feel free to go back to the website for all the show notes and links corresponding with today's podcast. Also, one of the things we're starting to do is if you've heard the podcast today and have any specific questions for the guest, feel free to post them on the blog comment section, and we will do the best we can to take those questions, get back in touch with the guest of the podcast, and get some responses for you and all our listeners. So hopefully that's something that our listeners will be able to take advantage of and get more value from. Also, don't forget to catch us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for an inside view of Healthcare IS. Look forward to having you back next time. Thank you.